Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Polsat Group results for 3Q 2014 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Thomas Gilna. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Hello all, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you might be. My name is Tom Gilna, and I'll be presenting our financial results and operations report for the third quarter of 2014. I would like to point your attention to the key facts that we're reporting for this quarter and excellent sales results of the group's core products, supported by our smartphone offer. Actually, I should say generated in large part by that offer. Translated to English, that's smart home, and the philosophy there is to sell multiple products to a single customer. Number of RGUs delivered to our clients increased to 16.4 million in the third quarter. We have a very solid, stable contract customer base of 6.2 million. ARPU generated by average customer increased to 86.5. RGU saturation increased to 1.98 per customer with an upward trend. We're controlling our churn, which is positioned at this point at 8.8%, industry low number. As far as the television, our viewership share for Polsat TV is placed at the level of 24%, with small change, with the share in TV advertising market growing to 26.3%. All these contributed to our solid financial performance in the third quarter. Revenue 2.4 billion with a B, EBITDA 910 million, and EBIT margin 37.6%. Going to the next slide. I'd like to familiarize you with our new products and services. First on the list is our smart dome or smart home offer, which is now also available to our new customers. Last quarter, we reported release of this offer, and that was dedicated and directed mainly to our existing base of customers. The success of the offer prompted us to extend that to a general public and the customers of our competition, and that seems to be going well. We have introduced a new prepaid brand called Plush, and that brand is mainly addressed to the younger segment of the population, and sales of that offer are going well so far. As the extension of that offer or variation of that offer, we've also introduced another one called Plush Mix with the smartphone. We've launched it in October, and this is a variation of the Plush offer with the obligation on part of the customer to a certain number of top-ups, depending on the type and the class of smartphone that they picked for that offer. We're not forgetting about our business customers, and we have designed and launched the variation of smart home offer. We call it Smart Firma, which in English would be Smart Company, which is based on the same philosophy of multiple RGUs for a single customer. Our offer at this point to the customer also includes products from outside of telecommunications business, such as bank products. We're also offering electricity insurance products and such. The continuing new products and services, and I would like to report to you that our coverage of this year's men's volleyball world championship was a commercial and organizational success. We have transmitted live over 200 hours and 103 matches live. We covered them and we broadcasted them worldwide. More about that you'll hear from my colleague here, Maciej Stec, who's responsible for this segment. During the opening match of the championships, we also tested a new technology called LTE Broadcast, and that was a success. We've also made available multi-camera broadcast to our IPLA IPLA, which is our digital platform, internet platform, and that was also received very well by the customers. We have conducted some lab tests on a very promising new technology. It's called dual carrier aggregation, which allows to combine two spectrums of frequencies. In our case, we did it on 1800 megahertz and 2600 megahertz FDD, which stands for frequency division duplex, and the results are very, very promising. We've achieved the speed of transfer up to 300 meg, which is really, really impressive. Moving to corporate events, on the 28th of October, my predecessor, Mr. Dominik Libicki, offered his resignation to the president of the board of directors, and it was accepted. On the same day, the board offered me a position, and I have accepted. A few days later, on my suggestion, the board also extended the number of members of the management board of the company and appointed Mr. Maciej Stec as one of our board of management board members. UKE, Polish Office for Electronic Communications, has announced an auction for 5 blocks of frequencies in the 800 megahertz spectrum, and set the starting price for each of these blocks at 250 million Polish zlotys. There are also 14 blocks of 5 megahertz each from the 2600 megahertz spectrum bandwidth, with the opening price of 25 million Polish zlotys per block. Also in this quarter, we have received a positive decision of the Office for Electronic Communications regarding our 1800 megahertz spectrum allocation. We've booked that for the next 15 years, and that costed us $365.4 million, which has been paid and booked, entered into company books in September. There's a short note at the bottom about our cooperation with one of the Polish leading IT companies called Asseco Poland, and that is to assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that we are continuing our efforts to produce synergies which were promised at the time of the transaction. Operations report. In this slide, you'll see combined most important figures that we would like to convey to you. Our contract customer base at this point amounts to 6.2 million. We're delivering consuming 1.9 RGU per piece and generating 86.5 Polish zlotys in ARPU per customer. In total, we are delivering 15.4 million RGUs, 12.2 out of those are contract services and 4.2 prepaid services. You see division between the markets down the bottom. We have a very loyal, stable contract customer base, which, needless to say, forms the foundation of our multi-play strategy. When you look at the graph on the right-hand side, you'll see one of the blocks with the dotted line. This is a simulation which we created for the purpose of this presentation that shows how would these figures look in the third quarter of 2013 had we been a joined two-company group at that time. As you can see, we have a very good grasp on the churn figure, which is really good. We're really happy with that. That's a very low figure for our industry. Down the bottom, same idea for the behavior of average revenue per user. We're happy to announce that the number of our contracted services continues to grow. Particularly, please pay attention to the internet access information. Okay, it really grows dynamically. There is a significant growth in our TV services. And we have a good control on the our telecom business and mobile telephony. Prepaid services. I'll just say it so we understand these statistics well. We are reporting the number of active prepaid customers. The definition of the active customer, you'll find at the end of this presentation. Basically, what it boils down to is that if there is any activity within the last 19 days, we consider this account active, and we can hope for further top-ups on that account. Down the bottom, again, you see the behavior of the revenue per customer in our prepaid segment. I've promised the start that I'll say more about the our multi-play strategy, our smart dome or smart home offer. What you see is the fragment of our advertising campaign. These two people are kind of celebrities in our country. And we're proud to announce that at the end of the quarter we've had over 380,000 customers, which has grown by 210,000 since the quarter before, previous quarter. And the total number of RGUs contracted by this group of customers exceeded 1.2 million. I'm happy to tell you that the 380,000 figure now exceeded 400,000. In the third quarter alone, new entrants to the smart home program purchased about 460,000 additional services. The advertising campaign that have been running for the last kind of few months also resulted in like a side effect attributed to increased traffic in our points of sale and additional sales of our single play offer. In our interpretation and the feedback that we have from our sales forces is that a lot of people who could not enter the program because they were not part of our elite customer group decided to purchase a single offer, so within the next 60 days or after the 60 days, they could actually enter the program with its full benefits. This slide. It's a very important piece of information. I'd like to point your attention to the graph on the right-hand side. This is a comparison of the quality of the internet service provided by various providers in this country. The top two are cable internet providers, which explains the large numbers at the end of the line, but we're happy to announce that we are catching up. Please remember the comment that I made about the lab test on the dual carrier aggregation and 300 meg per second. In the last quarter alone, we have sold over 170,000 additional RGUs. This is internet access, please remember, and 145,000 out of that was contracted, and the 29,000 were prepaid services. In total, we have at this point over 1.5 million users, and ladies and gentlemen, please observe this number because it is likely that it's going to be growing rapidly. These figures make us an undisputed leader of our industry in Poland. What is more important, we are observing now that our wireless internet is rapidly becoming an accepted alternative to a traditional home internet. A few words about IPLA. Largest at this point legal source of TV content in Poland. We have a huge problem here with piracy. We're trying to combat that, but there's lots and lots of room to improvement. The numbers are growing. The average oscillated in the last quarter about 3.6 million, and that is actually lower than annual average, and that is attributed to the fact that there are no new, it's a holiday period and there is no new movies, series, new attractive content, which usually comes around the beginning of autumn, and that happened. You see the number peaked in September to 5.1 million, and that is a result of what I said before. IPLA is to us a very important tool to cash in on the content, on the entertainment content that is already in our portfolio, whether that is our own productions or sourced from the open market. We are moving to our broadcasting and production segment. I'd like my colleague Maciej Sted to take over from here. Thank you very much.
Hello, Maciej Sted is speaking. Slide number 19. We achieved very good viewing results in the third quarter. Our group of Polsat channels was the leader with 24.1% audience share in commercial target group. Polsat main channel was the leader with 12.8% audience share, also thanks to success of the start of autumn schedule. Our thematic channels also achieved very good results with 11.4% audience share. It was thanks to good performance of our pop-up channel, Polsat Volleyball channel, created especially for volleyball men's championship in Poland, and of course joining to the group TV4 and TV6. Slide number 20. Of course, we analyze TV in a longer period because there are seasonal effects on our audience share, so it's better to see this result in longer period. We also achieved very good audience shares in 9 months of 2014. Polsat sustained the leader position with 13.2% audience share in commercial target group. Our thematic channels achieved 10.2% audience share. Finally, our group achieved 23.4% market share. So it means that we are strictly in line with long-term strategy on what is what's important on constantly fragmenting TV market by DTT. Slide number 21. What is very important, our good audience figures was converted to very good results in terms of advertising and sponsorship revenues. We increased ad and sponsorship revenues by 90.5%, comparing to 9.9% TV ad market dynamic. So we grew much faster than TV ad market, taking into account consolidation of TV4 and TV6. But what's more important, if we compare apples to apples, it means including the full third quarter of ad revenues for TV4 and TV6 in 2013, we grew also much faster than TV ad market. Slide 22, so our position after 9 months of 2014. The things that are success we achieved during this period, we increased our TV ad and sponsoring revenues by 100 million zlotys and grew by 70.6% comparing to 6.3% TV ad market dynamic. We grew faster than TV ad market, both including TV4 and TV6 consolidation, but also if we compare the same data for the period for the channels, it means including TV4 and TV6 revenues for July and August 2013, we grew much faster than market. What's more for TV ad market? We sustain our estimations for TV ad market growth in 2014, and it's middle single digit growth. Thank you.
Okay, back to me, Tom Gilner. Ladies and gentlemen, if you flip to the next page, you'll see that we entered into this presentation our vision of being and our mission to become a media, entertainment, and telecom market leader in Poland. This is not an accident. We wanted you to look at that, and we wanted to stress that this is what we believe and this is what we aim for. And the strategy that we built to achieve these outcomes is very, very firm. The next slide, title market outlook, I'd like to for you to look at the right side of the page and the graph that shows the multi-play penetration of the European market, and you will see that the that figure for Poland is very, very humble. And it's mostly attributed to a multi-play services delivered to the customers by the cable operators. Polish population resides in about 50% in large agglomerations and the other 50% outside and in remote and rural areas. So this is our target group. This is where we can successfully compete. And that is the segment of population that will not be approached or penetrated by the cable operators for obvious reasons. We are saying that convergence of media and telecommunications is a fact, and we strongly support that view. Current trends allow operators to combine basic services such as TV, internet, and telephone. Today we have many other fields where we can add extra services and generate increased revenue. Please consider the potential of this organization and the simple difference between 21% for Poland and 46% average for Europe. I don't even want to venture to the numbers for Holland. Is about 75%. That is a huge potential, ladies and gentlemen. next slide shows the basics of our philosophy. At this point in time, we're proud to announce that we have the largest customer base in this country. We are present in half of the homes with one or more products. It is our market goal to stimulate effective growth of our customer base and effective upsell and cross-sell to our respective customer bases. On the next page, a few more words about our multiplay offer. You see those two characters on the right-hand side. We are saying, I'm sure for those of you who reside in America, you're familiar with the advertising line that says, the more you spend, the more you save. So this is what we're doing here in Poland. Second product, up to 50% discount, and third product basically for Nix, because that is what OneBlock is. This is a simple and flexible mechanism, and it offers clear and understandable benefits to that group. Also, let's not forget our business customers. We have designed and launched the similar offer for our business customers. There are some differences. We're offering a few other services that are attractive to particularly small operators, and that has been received by the market very favorably. The last page in this part of presentation, ladies and gentlemen, some time ago we have declared and promised the benefits of the synergies that are easily found within these two companies, and we maintain our declaration, and we have no reasons, we see no reasons at this point to change anything in that line. As far as the cost synergies, we're running currently several, more than a dozen projects that are aimed at achieving these synergies. Most of these projects should be completed by the year 2016. And also, there is no reason here to change anything. The financial benefits of refinancing has all, we've promised $500 million. This has been already achieved and consumed. And since we like big and bold targets, we're moving the bar to 700. Million Polish slots. Okay, more about the financial aspects of our operations from my colleague Tomasz Szela. Over to you.
Thank you very much. Hello to everyone. Before I go into details of the financial results, please let me say some introductory words. First of all, the third quarter of 2014 results are not fully comparable with the third quarter 2013 results due to the consolidation of Metalen Group and what's more due to acquisition of Polskie Media and disposal of RSTV. Both transactions happened at the end of August 2013, and also volleyball men's world championship, and I will call it volleyball event later on in the presentation. In some cases, I will discuss results excluding the one-offs I mentioned. Please let me go to the slide number 30, group's financial results. Actually, the first five slides are introduction and summary of our results. Definitely, Metaleum Group had a significant impact on the perceived changes, which is most visible in the financial results of the whole group, as well as in the individual and business customer segment. Our revenue was close to 2.5 billion zlotys. Cost without amortization, 1.5 billion. As a result, EBITDA was 910 million, and it was in line with the market consensus, and EBITDA margin close to 38%. What I would like to underline on this slide is that when calculated pro forma revenues on the quarterly basis, you would see that in the third quarter of 2014, revenues of the whole group would increase. It is not only connected with the revenue growth of Cyfrowy Polsat and Telewizja Polsat, but what is worth mentioning, it is connected also with the stable revenues of the Polkomtel Group, which is exceptional on the market in comparison to our competitors. Slide number 31, results in the segment of services to individual and business customers. On the right-hand side, we put some exclusions connected with Metaleum consolidation, and excluding the effect of this consolidation, our revenue growth is 5% due to the internet services revenue growth, but also as a result of the organic growth of our pay TV operations. Cost dynamics without consolidation of Metaleum Group were driven mainly by three factors. The first one, additional customer acquisition costs in our smart home offerings. The second issue is connected with investment in our customer base connected with the volleyball event. As a Cyfrowy Polsat satellite platform, we bought the rights and broadcasted them and showed them to our customers for free. You can see the cost connected with this strategy. However, we acquired incrementally some of the subscribers, and we managed to retain more effectively current subscriber base, and these effects you will see in our P&L in the next 24 months. Last but not least, due to the huge popularity of our internet services, we incurred some additional costs connected with data transmission. Slide number 32, results of TV broadcasting and production activities. Here you can see the three factors that cause not comparing apples with apples, namely TV4 and TV6 acquisition, RSTV disposal, and volleyball event. However, we gave you some guidance connected with these three one-offs, and revenues adjusted for them increased by 9%, mainly as a result of the better revenue from advertising and sponsorship. In terms of the cost, the cost without amortization even decreased in this methodology of 5%. Last but not least, adjusted EBITDA would increase on a year-on-year basis by 28 million zlotys, and EBITDA margin would be close to 31%. I will now discuss the factors affecting our revenue, cost, EBITDA, and net profit for the period. I will start with slide number 33, revenue and costs. On the left-hand side graph, you can see revenues in the third quarter of 2013 of 677 million. All segment of services provided to residential customers, which is the old Cyfrowy Polsat together with Ipla, added 26 million from pay TV increase, organic growth, and also internet, additional internet revenues. Metaleum Group added 1.7 7 billion zlotys on the revenue side, and Telewizja Polsat, which is broadcasting and TV production segment, 93 million, out of which the majority is connected with the volleyball event. However, as Maciek mentioned in his part, we have some organic growth in this segment too. On the cost side, right-hand side graph, due to the cost factors I mentioned before, our costs in Cyfrowy Polsat increased by 78 million on the quarterly basis. Metal & Group added 1.4 billion, and broadcasting and TV production segment, 70 million. Slide number 34. Due to such relations between revenues and costs, in terms of EBITDA, old Cyfrowy Polsat participated negatively of 52 million. Metal & Group, 700 positive impact on the EBITDA level, and broadcasting and TV production segment, -12 million. Here, please bear in mind that we have RSTV effect. Last year, we recognized additional 38 million zlotys in our P&L. Net profit, due to the lower level of the operating profit in old Cyfrowy Polsat, but also due to the negative valuation of the foreign exchange fluctuations in our high yields of Polkomtel, decreased to the level of 48 million. Slide number 35, revenue structure. Actually, all positions are connected with Metal & consolidation. Additionally, in our retail revenue, we added some additional revenue connected with organic growth in Cyfrowy Polsat Group. In terms of the wholesale revenue, except Metal & consolidation, we recognize higher advertising and sponsorship revenue, not only connected with TV4 and TV6 results, but also organic growth. Also higher revenue from cable and satellite operators connected with volleyball event mainly, and higher revenue from sale of the licenses and sub-licenses also connected with volleyball event. Sale of equipment purely connected with consolidation of Metal & and other sales revenue, Metal & consolidation, but mostly RSTV disposal, which happened last year in the third quarter of 2013. Slide number 36, cost structure. The technical cost and cost of settlements with telecommunication operators had the biggest share in the cost structure in the third quarter of 2014. Except Metal & consolidation, we recognize high data transmission cost in Cyfrowy Polsat connected with the popularity of our broadband services. Also we recognize we had the second half of the transponder capacity leased this quarter. Depreciation, amortization, impairment, and disposal increased mainly due to the consolidation of Metal & Group. What I would like to remind here is that we are in the process of PPA, purchase price allocation. We recognize Plus trademark. Now we are in the process of evaluating it, and when we conclude this process, we will recognize amortization from this trademark beginning from 7th of May 2014, so the day when we acquired Metal & Group in Cyfrowy Polsat Capital Group. Content cost increase is connected with volleyball event. We had also additional programming cost in our satellite platform due to the customers going into premium packages, consolidation of TV4 and TV6 results, and these three elements were partially offset by lower amortization of purchase film licenses. In terms of cost of equipment sold, except Metal & consolidation, we observed also higher popularity of laptops and tablets sale within our customers. Other three cost categories, namely distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention costs, salaries and employee related costs, and cost of bad debt, were mainly connected with consolidation of metal. And last position, other costs, not only metal and consolidation, but also value of licenses sold, volleyball event again, had some impact on this cost category. Slide number 37, cash flows. We started the year with 342 million in hand. During this 9 months of the year, we generated 1.3 billion zlotys from operations, and what is important here, all three capital groups positively participated in this category, not only metal and consolidation, but also Telewizja Polsat and Cyfrowy Polsat. 2.8 billion zlotys loans incurred, loans drawn by Cyfrowy Polsat and used to repay SFA and high yields of Cyfrowy Polsat and also peak notes of Polkomtel. Dividends paid, 103 million. We paid the dividend in August this year. Acquisition of subsidiaries, this 1.8 billion is connected with the cash acquired on the occasion of Metalem purchase, which happened in May this year. CapEx, 237 million. CapEx versus revenue, KPI is below 5%. When we combine also Metalem, but excluding Metalem consolidation, this indicator is even lower, close to 4%. In September, as Tomek said, we renewed 1800 megahertz license, and also what we are doing on an annual basis, we paid for UMTS license too. And we finished the third quarter of 2014 with cash in hand of close to 1.7 billion. Slide number 38, the group's debt. Last quarter I explained to you why from the business point of view it's better to look on the look at the nominal value of our debt. That's why I will use this to calculate net debt to EBITDA. First of all, nominal value of the gross debt was 13,348,000,000. Excluding the cash we had, net debt was 11,674,000,000 divided by EBITDA last 12 months pro forma of 3,844,000,000. We come to net debt to EBITDA of 3 times, which is very safe level, taking into consideration the diversification of our revenues and the size of the group and different segments we are operating. Looking at the currency structure of our debt, we have a very safe structure with 70% of zloty denominated debt. And the same I can say in terms of the maturity profile of our debt. The biggest installments and biggest payments are in 2018 and 2020. That's all from my part. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, what we've got left in this presentation is a summary of what we've achieved. I'll give you a second to go over it. We've discussed actually all of these items. And I would like to assure you that we're continuing our efforts to implement all the strategy elements. We're progressing very well with the operational integration of the two companies. We have several segments of the operation that are absolutely out there at this point, fully integrated, working together, and we're moving along the roadmap very smoothly.
Operator?
Thank you, sir. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question today, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, you can do so by pressing the hash key. Once again, that is star one to ask a question. Your first question comes from the line of Michael Potra. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Michał Potyra from UBS.
Good
I have a couple
afternoon.
Of questions. Hello. I have a couple of questions, if I may. Maybe the first one to Mr. Gilner Gorivoda about the frequency auction. I'm aware that this is a sensitive topic, so I'm not going to ask direct questions, but looking from the other side, it seems pretty clear that given the number of parties interested in those blocks, there will not be enough of those blocks for everyone. So my question is, firstly, how crucial it is for Cyfrowy Polsat to secure those frequencies, and what is the alternative if you won't decide to bid, I mean, if you don't get these frequencies?
Okay. Well, we have another couple of weeks to actually make our decision in that matter. We have to give a final answer to the Office for Electronic Communications by the 24th of November. At this point, we are considering a variety of options, and we are not close to the decision yet, so you know, I cannot answer straight your question here whether we will or will not and what's going to happen. Yes, it is very important that we have access to the spectrum of frequencies, and you know, there are other players and there are other forms of access, so you know, it does not necessarily mean that we have to purchase outright the spectrum to have future use of it. And as soon as the decision will be made, we'll obviously communicate it to the market and to the investors. This is a big deal, and I agree with you on that.
Thank you very much. If I may, next question to Mr. Shelong. If you could please try to quantify the amount of additional costs booked due to the increased client acquisitions, especially related to the smart DOM. I mean, we have seen that on a pro forma basis, looking at MetalM, the costs are up, and just trying to figure out how much of that may be attributed to increased data transfer and how much of that can be attributed to client acquisition costs.
Okay, so as you know, because we've discussed it several times in the past, we do not give the exact numbers. We created the cost category called technical cost, and in this cost category you have also transmission costs connected via internet services. In terms of the acquisition costs, when we started selling smart home offerings, these costs are spread between different lines, and what is important here, cost of goods sold, we report in contrast to our competitors this category. So calculating cost of goods sold, which was for Polkomtel in the third quarter this year on the level of 334 million, you can see some scale of the costs that were connected with subsidies and installment sale we incurred this quarter. In terms of the data transmission, I can give you the guidance because I saw the analyst approach towards cooperation with Midas and our partners. In the third quarter of 2014, transmission costs doubled in comparison to the beginning of the year. tomorrow Midas has its results, so you will see these categories also in their financial statement.
Thank you, but maybe just to clarify, should we expect those higher client acquisition costs to continue over the next quarters?
It depends on the customer behavior. What we announced on the occasion of Polkomtel acquisition in November last year, we said that in our financial modeling we assume slight slowdown of the EBITDA growth in nominal terms in the next 2 years, but I gave you the guidance that it depends on the scale we will be able to implement smart home offerings. Now the success from the operational level of the smart home means that we will incur some additional costs connected with it, but we are building the scale and if the market will allow us, we plan to continue it in the fourth quarter of this year, and in terms of the next year we are working on the offerings that we are planning to implement in the first quarter of 2015. So time will tell. I don't know it yet what will happen in the first quarter of next year.
That is clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
And maybe a last question, if I may, to Mr.
If you have the voice, you can do it.
Thank you. To Mr. Stef this time. I mean, firstly, congratulations on your promotion. I think it's well deserved.
Thank you.
If I may, because on the data provided, you show that the advertising market growth in the third quarter accelerated to almost 10%.
Yeah.
And my question is, if you could give us your opinion, what was driving such an increase in growth, and could we expect such a momentum to continue?
This year is a little bit strange in terms of distribution of turnover month by month. So, in our opinion, advertisers chose, in fact, a cheaper period of advertising just to promote before autumn season. So, this is the answer. Cost cutting and entering before the season. That's what I said. We sustain middle single digit growth for 2014. So we know more after December booking, because the same situation was last year, that October and November booking was pretty okay, and December bookings were a little bit worse. So next week we start December booking, so then we know more what impact will happen in final figures this year.
Thank you very much. That was all from me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Sno Miladi. Please ask your question.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for the call and thanks for taking my question. Actually, I just wanted to ask again on financial synergies. Of course, you have already overreached your target. You are a 700 million Polish zloty, but still you have this very expensive, old Polkomtel euro and dollar bonds. I know we discussed about these bonds in the last call, and you were mentioning that you were monitoring the market, monitoring opportunities, and taking a pragmatic approach on that. I was wondering if in the last few months there has been any update, and I was wondering if you could share what your thoughts on this specific part of the capital structure is at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you. So the answer actually is the same as I gave you last quarter. We haven't decided yet when to conclude the refinancing process. We are analyzing it on a monthly basis, as I described last quarter. here we need to incur not only premium for redemption of the notes of 5.8%, but if we want to do it quicker, we would need also to pay additional coupons connected with it in February 2015, August 2015, and February 2016, again, before non-call periods come. At the moment, from the financial point of view, there's no sense doing that, and we prefer to wait a little bit.
Okay. No, thank you for that. My second question is actually on the free-to-air segment. Of course, we know that your main competitor, TVN, I mean, the controlling stake in your main competitor, TVN, is for sale at the moment. The question is, can you or are you looking at the stake, first of all? Second, if you know, a trade buyer, international trade buyer would acquire that stake, how do you think that would change the competitive landscape in the free-to-air market?
To be honest, we do not consider different scenarios. We just focus on our work, and we are the party. We have long-term strategy with, like, sustaining 23% market share in commercial target group. That's what we deliver every quarter, and we focus on ourselves because this is the only way just to do our job well.
Maybe to add, we are not working on this project. We are not interested in buying TVN. It wouldn't be possible from the anti-monopoly office regulatory issues, if it addresses your first part of the question. In the second part, you are right. It depends which company buys TVN. If it is the company that is only connected with free-to-air business, it means that we will stay the only company having all tools to compete effectively on the bundle and multi-play market, which would be, in this case, positive for us. Let's wait. Time will tell, and probably in couple of quarters it will be known.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, as a reminder, it's star one to ask a question. We appear to have no further questions at this time, sir. Please continue.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate that time, appreciate your concern, and appreciate your interest in our operations here, and we will keep informing you in regular intervals what is happening here in this country, what's happening in the group, and how we're dealing with the with these issues. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may all disconnect. Speakers, please stand by.